How to keep using Windows 10 safely after support ends. Hi everyone, Leo Notenboom here for AskLeo.com. Here's a comment I've been hearing lately. You keep saying we can keep using Windows 10 safely after support ends. How is that even possible? I know, it's a controversial position that not everyone agrees with, some quite angrily, in fact. I believe it is quite possible to keep using Windows 10 safely after Microsoft ends its official support of the operating system. There are two things you need to do, and both of them are things you should be doing already. First, practice safe computing. This is the single most important thing you need to do to keep using Windows 10 safely. In fact, like I said, it's something you should already be doing and should represent no additional work on your part. Windows 10 end of support is simply a reminder not to drop your guard. What does that mean? Well, from my most important article ever, it includes things like using good security software, which I'll talk about in a minute, keeping your other software up to date, securing your online accounts, educating yourself, securing your home and mobile connections, remembering your physical security, and of course, backing up. I'm going to go one step further and say that your actions are much more important than anything Microsoft might fix in the operating system, regardless of which version of Windows you're running. Why? Because more people are compromised by skimping on those things than they are by some random unpatched vulnerability. In fact, most unpatched vulnerabilities require that the malware make it past you to be exploited. In other words, if there's something that Microsoft doesn't patch, your good habits are what will protect you in almost every case. Second, use good security software. And I continue to recommend Windows Security, aka Windows Defender or whatever they're calling it this week, as a solid security solution built right into Windows. It's already there and you might already be using it. Microsoft has stated that they will continue to provide security definition updates for Windows Security until at least 2028. Thus, even on Windows 10, where Windows itself will not be updated after the end of support date, the security software will remain current. If that still concerns you, fine. There are several other good security suites that you can switch to. Windows Security will just step out of the way when you install them, and they will continue to provide protection long after the Windows 10 end of support date. The result is what I'll refer to as two-step protection. Your good habits will prevent malware from reaching your machine. Up-to-date security software will detect and thwart most everything else that might make it through. Now, I do need to talk about the Extended Security Updates, or ESU. If you continue to use Windows 10 past its end of support date, you might consider signing up for the ESU. That program is nothing more than an extension of the end of support deadline for 1 year. After that, it's up to you to simply continue relying on yourself and your security software once again. But aren't operating system updates critical? Keeping all your software as up-to-date as possible has always been important. That has changed. However, important doesn't mean can't live without. Security, all security, is about playing the odds and stacking the deck in your favor. There is no such thing as perfection, even with security updates for Windows. Looking at it a different way, all of these following things have to be true in order for something bad to happen to you. First, there has to be a bug in Windows. Second, that bug must represent a security vulnerability of some sort. Third, hackers need to know about the bug. Fourth, hackers need to devise a way to exploit the bug for malicious purposes. Five, there must be a way for hackers to get that exploit to you, typically as malware. 6, you have to allow the malware on your machine, typically through a download of some sort, including email attachments. 7, your security software must miss the fact that malware has been downloaded to your machine. 8, you have to run the malware, meaning you run a download or open that attachment. And 9, your security software has to miss the fact that malware is running on your machine. Thwarting any of those items means that the malicious vulnerability will not affect you. Ongoing security updates deal only with number 1, and even then, only if number 2 is deemed important enough. Malware still has many hoops to jump through in order to impact you. Your job: keep your guard up for the steps you control. That means not allowing malware onto your machine to begin with and using good security software. Now, there are primarily 2 objections to what I suggest. There's a theory that hackers have already discovered one or more vulnerabilities, but they're holding on to that knowledge until after the end of support date. After that date, they'll release the malware, exploiting the vulnerabilities, and wreak havoc. The other, of course, is that the thinking that Windows vulnerabilities seem to be found so frequently that it's inevitable that something will be discovered after the end of support date with the same result. Now, I personally don't think hackers are disciplined enough for the first to have any merit. Windows 7's end of support faced exactly the same fear, and absolutely nothing came of it. In a way, it's really just a subset of the second point. And as for the second, I don't buy it. Sure, there's a constant stream of bug fixes to Windows. We see it every patch Tuesday. But by and large, those A, aren't security issues, and B, those that are rarely affect a broad swath of Windows users. On top of that, most bugs are introduced as software is changed. Windows 10 isn't changing anymore. The rate at which Windows 10 vulnerabilities are being introduced should be at a near standstill. The only potential concern would be vulnerabilities that have gone undetected for a long time, which, by definition, should be almost none. Now, we've been here before. We have experience with exactly this scenario in 2 very interesting and very different ways. First, when Windows 7's support ended, there were dire predictions of both of the objections above: a previously known vulnerability to be unleashed after end of support, and dire consequences regardless. Neither failed to materialize. And just as there are people who want to stick with Windows 10 today, some folks kept on using Windows 7 safely after its end of support. How? By following the 2-step protection I outlined above. Some are still using Windows 7 today. Second, there are people who have already been running Windows 10 without updates. For various reasons, often the perception that Windows updates themselves were more disruptive than they're worth, individuals disabled them. That means no updates at all, security or otherwise, and they are apparently happy with that result. I also hear from others who are actually looking forward to the cessation of Windows 10 updates for that very reason. I'm not one to jump into conspiracy theories, and while I don't think this is intentional, there's something that is worth pointing out. It is in Microsoft's best interest to let all of the FUD about Windows 10 end of support go unchallenged. The more people feel they must update to Windows 11, even if that means getting a new machine, the better Microsoft and PC manufacturers make out. That you might be able to keep on using Windows 10 safely, it's just not a message you're going to hear from Microsoft. All right, there is one fly in the Windows 10 ointment that might not be Microsoft at all. At some point, the software you're using from other sources may stop supporting Windows 10. It's another path we've been down before. After Windows 7's support ended, most software from other sources kept right on working. In fact, many continue to work and be updated on Windows 7 to this day. But not all. at various points in the years since, some software vendors have decided to stop supporting Windows 7. In most cases, though, it was several years after Microsoft's own Windows 7 support ended. Now, there's every reason to believe that the same kind of thing will happen to Windows 10. In fact, yeah, I've heard reports of at least one package that already requires Windows 11 for future versions. There's little you can do about that other than either moving to Windows 11 or finding an alternative that still supports Windows 10 or keep using the last version that still supports Windows 10. So, bottom line here after all is said and done, yeah, sure, upgrade to Windows 11 if it makes sense for you. That means both you and your hardware are compatible with Windows 11. If that's not you, however, you can keep using Windows 10 safely by following the two-step process I outlined above. And even then, those two steps should already be what you're doing anyway. For updates, for comments, for links related to this topic and more, visit askleo.com/184526. I'm Leo Notenboom, and this is AskLeo.com. Thanks for watching.